Waco, the true story of how when they approached the house, they didn't even have the search warrant. And the media and the American public won't even ask, did it require 5 months of rehearsal with hundreds of individuals using U.S. military bases, a violation of constitutional provisions, to use the United States Armed Forces against its own citizenry, that's a violation of our constitutional guarantees, to serve a search warrant? And they didn't even have the search warrant? And they went in with an overhead helicopter and fired down into the houses. When people were in their church that morning and eating breakfast, bullets went through their skull and came out their body. Now, you'll expose that, but I promise you, Gary, none of the media is going to focus on it. And we planted listening devices in the house, and we had infrared cameras, so we saw and heard everything. We knew that these people were out of water. We knew they were out of food. We knew that they were coming out within 24 hours, and yet that morning at 5:35 a.m., we called the hospital in Dallas and said, prepare for major burn bed unit. How many beds do you have available? And we now saw for the first time the stairwells being knocked out so people were not able to escape. And we used a gas that had been banned by the Geneva Convention that you'd be found guilty if you used it in a war, violating human rights. And we used that gas at the highest concentrations with ethanol, creating hydrogen cyanide that was in the autopsy reports. Every one of those people died of hydrogen cyanide. Gary, don't you get it? In order to save the kids, we had to kill them.